各位早晨，我少啲嚟講道，咁我啲廣東話咧而家唔係幾好啊。但都啊，真係好好感謝主能夠喺呢度同你一齊崇拜。I've been preaching from the Book of Philippians in the English congregation for a few months. Actually, I just finished it today. 18 messages.
牧師在英文崇拜裡面過去那18次是用以弗所書來到去講道。
If you know the Book of Philippians, you know it is the Apostle Paul writing a letter to the Christians in the city of Philippi, which is in Macedonia in Greece.
如果大家係對腓立比書係有認識嘅話，腓立比書係保羅寫俾腓立比教會嘅一個書信。
The interesting thing is he is writing a letter from prison.
呢個保羅係喺呢個監獄裡面去寫呢封書信嘅。
It is his first long prison term.
係保羅一個好長嘅一個監獄嘅時間。
And his prison was kind of like in a house arrest type of prison.
这个监狱好像在这个屋里面去困住他一样。
And it lasted for 2 years.
是长期，即是有两年的时间那么长。
Now, you say house arrest, that sound, doesn't sound too bad.
如果困在屋里面好像坐监一样，其实好像又不是很
坏。It's not in the dungeons.
但不是好像一个堡垒里面去困住他。
But for 24/7, he was chained to a soldier.
但是每日24小時，即每個禮拜7日都是將一個嘅鎖鏈困住喺一個嘅士兵身上。
And when you read about it, you find that this chain was only about maybe 6 inches or to 12 inches long maximum. It's like handcuffs.
如果大家係知道嘅話，呢個嘅鎖鏈咧係好似6寸到12寸咁樣長嘅啫。
And there will be 4 soldiers rotating every day. Every 6 hours, another soldier will come.
每一個係即每一日係由每6小時係輪流有一個嘅士兵去困住佢。
So no matter what the situation is, that's horrible, right?
無論係咩嘅情況，都係一個好壞嘅情況。
For 2 years,
兩年時間咁長。
But this letter is the letter of joy.
但呢個嘅書信係喜樂嘅書信。
It is a letter that speaks about the joy that comes from the depths of your heart.
呢個嘅書信係從心裡發出嚟嘅喜樂。
You would think this would be a letter of complaint.
你可能會諗呢封書信好似喺度投訴，但其實唔係。
No, not the Apostle Paul.
但唔係保羅咁樣寫嘅。
So if you have any tough times that you're going through,
如果你係經歷一啲困難嘅時候
，I want to recommend the Book of Philippians for you.
我哋提議各位去睇睇腓立比書。
You won't need 18 weeks to read it.
你唔需要18周去讀呢個嘅書信。
You only need about 30 minutes, 20 minutes, even 15 minutes to read the 4 chapters.
可能係30分鐘、20分鐘、15分鐘，你就可能讀完啦。
And if you read that every single day, I guarantee you, by God's grace, you are going to be joyous.
如果你每日咁樣讀，我可以話靠住上帝嘅恩典，你心裏面都會喜樂。
But I want to tell you that there is a big difference between the word joy and the word happiness.
我哋講到喜樂同埋快樂係唔同嘅。
See, the word happiness is what we usually misunderstand to be joy.
有時候我哋所講嘅快樂就會誤會係喜樂。
Happiness is like when you win the lottery.
快樂好似你贏咗六合彩。
Happiness is when your grandkid get accepted to Harvard.
又或者你嘅孫係去接受咗去哈佛大學去讀書。
Happiness is when you get that house you wanted.
又或者你係去到一間你理想嘅屋去居住。
Happiness actually is associated with haphazardness.
我哋講到快樂其實係喺我哋嘅物質嘅生活上面㗎。
Just something out there, you know, yes or no, we don't know.
又或者係出面嘅事情對與不對上面。
But joy, on the other hand,
但係喜樂
is from the depths of your heart.
係從你心裡面發出嚟。
It comes only from God.
係從神裡面嚟。
An unbeliever cannot have joy.
一個唔相信神嘅人係唔會有喜樂㗎。
Because joy is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. And if you go to Galatians, you find the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. And so, what we want as God's people is to have joy. Because nobody can take away joy from our hearts. Now, the interesting thing about this particular letter is this. Paul is writing a letter back to the Christians in Philippi.
我哋講到保羅係寫信俾喺腓立比嘅。
What happened was the Christians in Philippi loved Paul so much that they sent a gift to help support him.
嗰度嘅信徒係好愛保羅，所以佢哋去送上一啲嘅禮物俾保羅。
Now they've done it before。
佢哋之前都有做到。
But for more than 10 years, they haven't been able to do it。
喺過去嗰十年，佢哋係冇辦法做到嘅。
So now that Paul is in prison, he has to pay his own way in prison. They send a gift to him。
所以保羅而家喺監獄裡面嘅時候，所以喺腓立比教會嘅信徒就送呢啲嘅饋送去保羅。
And not only did they send a gift, they sent a person to bring the gift and to stay there to help him。
佢哋唔單止係送上呢個禮物，佢係派一個人去送呢啲嘅禮物去。
His name is Epaphroditus。
我哋講到係以巴弗提。
And so Paul is sent writing a letter back to thank them。
所以保羅喺呢個時候係寫翻封信去多謝佢哋。
But also letter, he's sending them to thank them and also to say, I'm going to send this fellow back to you because it's too hard for him here.
我们在这个时候不单只是写封多谢的信，也是将以巴弗提去差回给他们。
And in the midst of that letter, he tells them how wonderful he is in his life, even though he's in prison.
在信里面，保罗虽然他是经历这么多，但他讲到他在生命上的喜乐。
And so in this passage here in chapter 4, verse 14 to 19, he is now sending one more message that's very important.
在这个的四章十四到十九节里面，保罗是在这个的书信里面送一个好的信息。
Because if you're in Philippi, you say, oh, Paul, we sent you money, we sent you gifts, we sent you a person, and you're sending it all back to us? You don't care about us? You're not grateful?
即你可能就说，啊，我是送上你这么多的食物或者是礼物，但是你现在不过送回给我们。
That's not true.
其实不是。
He's very grateful to them.
But
he wanted them to know that God provides for all his needs.
And
actually, all that they sent was a part of God's provision.
And in
a few sentences earlier than the passage we read, he told them that I have no needs at all. I have everything that I need.
And
here he begins to address what they have given to him.
And
he wants to tell them that they made a good investment.
他们在这个时候讲到好像一个好的投资。
Not because Paul needed it,
不是因为保罗的需要,
but because they made a good investment in the kingdom of God.
因为他们做了一个好的投资在神的国度上面。
So that's why I entitled the message, Investing Through Giving.
所以今天的讲到的主题就是投资在馈送上。
Two things I want to share with you in this passage.
有几点想跟各位去分享。
The first thing is that it was a good choice, Paul said, that you gave to God's ministry.
好似第一點所講嘅，呢個係一個美好嘅選擇，因為佢哋選擇將饋送俾神嘅事工。
Now, you know, we can give to a lot of different people.
我哋可以將饋送去俾唔同嘅人。
Some people want to give to their family.
可能去俾我哋嘅家人。
Some people want to give to just the needs out there, United Way, you know, World Vision, whatever things is, right?
又或者係世間團體一啲嘅羣體嘅需要。
But Paul says it is good that you gave to God's ministry.
保罗讲呢个系一个美好嘅选择，因为你馈送俾神嘅事工。
Now the word good here
呢度讲嘅美好
is the word in the Greek kalos。
呢度讲到系希腊文嘅 kalos。
And kalos means not just good, that it is noble。
唔单止系好，亦都系一个好神圣嘅一个嘅做法。
Something beautiful。
一个美丽嘅做法。
You know, right now today we call good all kinds of things. Young people they say this is good, this is good, this is good, right?
好多时候我哋嘅年轻人会讲啊呢样系好好，呢样都好好。
Oh, that's a good movie.
呢个一个好好嘅电影。
Oh, that's a good video.
呢个系好好嘅幻灯片。
They just use the word good for any old thing.
佢哋用美好去形容好多嘅事情。
But this is not talking like that. It's not like, well, I like it, therefore it's good.
但呢度唔系所讲嘅美好。
He said this is kalos, this is noble, this is something that is just phenomenal in the eyes of God.
这个是 Kalos 是讲到是神圣在神的当中在眼里面是美好的。
I don't know how many of you are people that give to ministries.
我不知道当中大家有没有在对神的事工有馈送。有馈送。
I want to tell you, when you give to God's ministry,
当你去馈送在神的事工上面的时候
it is a noble thing.
是一个神圣美好的选择。
I don't know if you read information, some of the magazines, some of the things that are out there that are really good ministries.Our church is a part of the Christmas Child.
我哋嘅教会系喺 Christmas Child 其中一个教会。
And you see the pictures. That's what they're opening up these shoe boxes.
我哋講到嘅就係呢啲嘅小朋友，佢打開佢哋嘅鞋盒，見到好多嘅禮物。
You know, it doesn't cost a lot of money. I think people contribute like $13 or $15, and they put things in a box.
其實都唔係用我哋好多錢，可能係13或者15蚊左右。
I think there are close to probably 10 million boxes, if not more. I'm not sure the statistics that are given every year.
可能有接近1億嘅啲咁嘅鞋盒係俾呢啲嘅小朋友。
I have been on the other end of it.I have been in some of the poorest churches that the kids are receiving this, and I saw it with my own eyes.
牧师系亲眼见到喺世界上一个比较系好贫困个喺好贫困嘅国家里面。
A few times I was in a few different orphanages where these boxes were there, and these little kids, 3-4 year old, they're like eyes are gigantic, you know. They're holding this. They've never got anything like this.
系有几次牧师去到孤儿院，见到呢啲嘅小朋友打开礼物嘅时候，睇到佢哋嗰种开心嘅情况。
You know, from a person that grew up in America and also have children from America, and the gifts that we give to our kids all day long.
又或者我哋喺美國長大，又或者我哋嘅仔女喺美國長大，我哋成日都有禮物俾我哋嘅仔女。
And seeing children that never get anything.
我哋睇到呢啲嘅小朋友從來都冇呢啲嘅禮物。
I want to tell you, when they open that and they're jumping up and down, they bring things to show me, you know, in words that they cannot even speak to me about, but they're so excited.
當我哋見到呢啲禮物，好開心咁樣去跳，去話俾我哋聽呢啲係禮物嘅時候。
But I want to tell you more than that. There are eternal rewards from this.
我哋唔单止系咁样，我哋都系有永恒嘅一个嘅回报。
I mean, these kids know that Christians in America care enough about them to send them this.
佢哋知道喺美国嘅信耶稣嘅人能够系非常嘅爱佢哋，所以送呢啲礼物俾佢哋。
That's just one of many, many things.
亦都系我哋好多事嘅其中一点可以做。
That God's people can do.
我哋作为神嘅子民可以去做嘅。
When we give to the ministries that God has designed in this world,
当我哋去馈送上帝俾我哋去即呢个事工嘅时候
，we do a noble thing.
我哋做到一啲好神圣嘅任务。
And some of you can give a lot, some of you can, but it doesn't matter. It's what you do in your heart.
又或者我哋可以奉献好多，又或者有啲人奉献好少，但系都唔紧要。
And by the way, this church in Philippi.
但我哋講到喺腓立比嘅教會
，It is one of the poorest churches.
亦都係一個比較貧窮嘅教會。
If you look in other scriptures in Corinthians and Acts and so forth, you know that the people in Philippi are very, very poor.
我哋講到喺呢個嘅使徒行傳，講到喺其他唔同嘅教會，腓立比教會係一個貧窮嘅教會。
But nevertheless, they made a difference.
但佢哋喺當中做到好多嘅分別。
In fact, they have given to Paul before. More than 10 years ago, they gave him a few times, and the other churches didn't.
腓立比嘅教會係多次，係好多年前都係有。
So it's not about whether you have or you don't have.
不是说你拥有或者是你没拥有。
But when you give to God's ministry,
当你去馈送给神的事工的时候,
you do a noble thing.
你做一个神圣的工作。
That's why in our church here, you know, we give our tithes and our offerings.
有次我们教会将我们的十一奉献去献上。
But I encourage people to see other ministries that are there.
我哋喺鼓励大家去睇唔同嘅事工。
To find a missions organization, things that God has burdened your heart with.
又或者系唔同嘅宣教组织，又或者唔同嘅组织上面，如果你心里面有负担嘅话。
You know, Bob and I are burdened with children, with orphans, with foster kids. That's what our burden is outside.
牧师同师母心里面嗰种嘅负担就系呢啲嘅孤儿。
And let me tell you, whenever we do and we give to that, we just feel great because it is a noble thing that God has given to us to do.
当我哋去馈送嘅时候，我哋心里面非常嘅喜乐，因为呢个系神俾我哋要去做嘅事。
Now the second thing you want to look at is this.
第二点所要睇嘅。
Did you know that when you give specifically, you are growing your accounting ledger in heaven?
当你去馈送喺神嘅事工上面嘅时候，你所做嘅一切就好似记咗喺神嘅账簿上面。
Chinese people are good at investing.
中国人系好擅长于投资。
I think Chinese people for the last 6 months.Think that they're the best investors in the world.
喺過去嗰六個月，好似中國人係一個好擅長投資。
Because I know a lot of Chinese people are in the stock market.
有好多中國人喺我哋嘅股票市場裏面嘅投資。
And the stock market went up about 2,500 points.
我哋嘅股票市場係上升咗2,500点。
So even if you're a bad investor, you're probably good the last 6 months.
又或者如果你一個唔善於投資嘅人，你過去投資都係非常好嘅。
I think generally it's really hard to lose money the last 6 months. You have to try real hard.
喺過去嗰六個月，可能你要去好艱辛咁樣去賺錢。
That's what we are. We're good at money. You know, Chinese people are good at money.
我哋作為中國人係好擅長去賺錢嘅。
And so investing is something that you know is recommended for Chinese people.
所以投資係去擅長去推廣俾中國人。
But I want to tell you, as a pastor, I want to encourage you to invest in your eternal account.
所以作為一個牧師，我好希望你能夠係投資喺呢個嘅永恆嘅帳簿上面。
Because okay, having a big account here is okay. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not against it. But let me tell you, if you had a real account in heaven, my goodness, that account you can never lose.
我唔係話抗拒到大家喺你嘅地上嘅帳簿裏面係有好豐厚嘅財富。我哋想希望各位能夠喺永恆嘅財寶上。
So the Apostle Paul said, He said, you know what? Thank you so much for giving to me. I don't really need it.
使徒保罗就系话我好好多谢你俾我哋嘅一切，但我系完全系唔需要呢啲事噶。
But I'm glad you gave it to me because I know that by doing this, you are investing in the profit that you would have in heaven.
虽然系咁，但我仍然系好多谢你，因为你系即系因为你嘅馈送，你喺投资喺神嘅事工上面。
In fact, the word that used credited in the Greek word is the word kopon, and it literally means profit.
喺度讲嘅记账系 kopon， 即系讲到系。
So here is God's word, the Apostle Paul writing it, talking about profits for God's people.
讲到是在神里面是他们的账户是很丰厚的。
And the way you gain profits in your account,
你怎样去增加你在神的账户里面呢?
is by giving to God's ministry.
就是馈送在神的事工上面。
You know, sometimes we think, you know, in the Christian realm, all that's important is our spirituality or what we do, you know, our words and so forth.
又或者我们所说，我们是说到我们属灵的生命上面，我们所行所做很重要。
But here is a case where Paul specifically says, your giving, Philippian Christians, your giving is growing your profit in God's ledger.
我哋係講到係保羅喺呢課書信裏面係講到係腓立比教會嘅饋送，其實係令到佢哋嘅投資喺神嘅帳户裏面係非常豐厚嘅。
You know what is the second most talked about thing in the Bible？
大家知唔知道喺聖經裏面第二個樣，即係第二樣嘢講得最多係乜嘢咧？
The first thing is salvation. The first thing is the gospel. The first thing is your spiritual, you know, life.
我哋講到我哋嘅救恩神嘅福音第一點。
The second thing is money.
第二样讲的就是钱。
The reason for that is not because God has a problem with money.
我们不是因为神是对钱有问题。
The reason is because God knows our heart.
因为神知道我们的心。
Because he knows the sinful nature of man gravitate to money.
我们都知道神的罪性是偏向钱的上面的。
Not just because of money, but because money eats at us, it can take us, it can grip us, it can destroy us.
因为这个钱可以去摧毁我们心里面。
You know, we look in the Old Testament and some of the things they used to do.
我们讲到旧约，我们是讲到一些我们之前会做的事情。
There was a god called Baal.
我们讲到是一个假神叫做 Baal。
So the Israelites often would begin to worship the Baal god.
这个以色列人就去敬拜这个假神。
Do you know what the Baal god is?
知不知 Baal 这个假神是
什么呢？ You say Israelites, how stupid are you? You got the real God. You got the God that brought you out of Egypt. Why do you want to worship Baal god?
为什么你会讲到这个以色列民为什么会这么愚蠢，有个真神在这里仍然去敬拜假神呢？
The reason is because Baal god is a god of prosperity.
因为这个 Baal 是讲到一个丰盛的假神。
If you worship Baal, he will make you prosperous.
如果你 去敬拜这个假神的话，你就会非常的丰厚丰足。
He will make your field flourish and you will have lots of crop.
你会令到你的田地是充满这个产业。
Now there's some things you need to do.
但你需要去做一些事情。
One of the things that you need to do is to sacrifice your firstborn to the Baal god.
你是要去将你的头生的儿子 去奉献给他。
So you can imagine these families back in those days.
你都知道是那时候的家庭。
What they would do is they would take the firstborn and they love the children like we love our children, right?
他们的头生，他们都是非常之爱的。
But in order for them to become prosperous, they believe,
如果他们是要令到他们非常的丰足，他们是相信。
For the family to have food to eat and to do well in life,
如果他们相信他们家是有丰足，有食物可以吃的话,
they would have to take this little baby, just born,
要将这个初生的婴儿,
take him out to the field,
去这个田地里面,
kill the baby, let the blood flow into the ground.
杀死这个婴孩, 令到血流在地上。
And if they do that, they will have prosperity.
如果他们这样做的话, 他们的地就会满有丰盛。
You say, oh, that's so stupid. Why would they do anything like that?
这个是很愚蠢, 为什么他们会这样做呢?
Think about what we do today.
想想我们现今所做的。
Think about the average family in America.
我们这个普通家庭。
Think about the average family in China.
或者我们在中国的普通的家庭。
Think about the average family in Europe.
又或者歐洲一些普通的家庭。
There are less than two children per family. China only has one, and now they open up and you can have two, right?
中國的家庭是有一生的制度，現在可以有兩個。
My family, we have seven kids.
牧師的家有七個的小孩。
That can't happen today.
不可能在今天的現今裡面出
現。I was number six, I would have never made it.
牧師在家庭裡面排第六，這個可能未必出現的。
So we have like 1.8 children per family in America.
所以我們在美國有 1.8 個小孩出生
在這個家庭裡面。Why do you think we have that?
為什麼我們會這樣呢？
It's all about finances.
是因為我們的經濟。
It's all about prosperity.
是因為我們能不能夠富足。
I mean, how many young people today say we can't afford to have more than one child?
究竟我們有多少家庭，多少父母說我
們
不可以有多過兩個小朋友呢？
Truth be told, the amount of abortion we have in America, in Europe, and China,
我們講到在美國、歐洲或者中國的墮胎的情況。
Oftentimes it is, well, we can't afford to have a baby, so let's support the baby.
很多時候就因為我們不能夠去負擔這個小孩，所以我們去墮胎。
I can't quit my job.
我不能夠去放棄我的工作。
I'm only 18 years old. I gotta finish my education.
我只是18歲，我要完成我的學業。
You say, well, that's different.
這個是很不同的，但是
Is it any different than the Baal God?
但是是不是好像以前巴力那樣呢？
We sacrifice our children for prosperity.
我們將我們的子女、兒子犧牲，是因為我們可以希望富足。
But the Bible talks about something else.
但聖經講的是不同的。
The Bible talks about prosperity in the kingdom of God.
我們講到在神的國度裡面，我們怎樣可以富足。
It talks about how we can grow our ledger in the kingdom.
我們講到我們在神的記帳裡面，我們怎樣可以富足。
It's not focused on prosperity here.
不是，我們是記住在地上面的富足。
Which the Bible tells us is so fleeting, it doesn't last at all.
我們講到是能夠毀壞的，是可以去是不能夠長久的。
And even if you're a great investor and you become a multimillionaire and billionaire even, eventually it's all gone.
又或者你是投資好，你是一個千億千萬富翁，但最後都是會沒有的。
But if you invest in the kingdom of God,
但如果你投資在神的國度裡面，
if you invest in what God does,
如果你去投資在神的事工上面，
the ministry that he gives to you,
神的事工所做的一切，
you just can have an idea that in heaven there's a ledger to somebody is writing down what you do.
可能當初即係去到最後，當你去到天國的時候，你就會見到在帳簿上面所記住的一
切。That's what Paul says is profited to your account.
這個就是保羅所講，在神的記帳上面你是富足的。
Now the third thing we find here in this passage about giving,
使丹在第三點所講的。
And remember again, Paul is not focused on a whole letter on giving. He's talking about what the Philippians are doing.
我們不是看到這個經文裡面，保羅不是只是單單注重在饋送上面，我們講到在這個教會裡面。
And so he talks about it, giving as a worship to God.
我們講到饋送好像一個敬拜一樣。
Now, because he talks about it, he says, they are a fragrant offering, acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God.
是一個有馨香的一個饋送。
That's what is worship.
這個就是好像敬拜一樣。
Now, we understand, you know, have you ever been experienced Buddhist families? Maybe some of your family members are Buddhist.
又或者大家是，譬如家人是信佛教的。
Buddhists are big on incense, you know, the smell.
好像佛教徒其實是很注重燒香的。
You know, if you go to a Buddhist anything, you know, wedding, funeral, even a restaurant, you would have these incense burning.
如果你係去到無論係一啲佛教儀式嘅一啲嘅婚禮啊，或者係葬禮，或者就算去到餐館，你都會聞到有啲嘅燒香嘅味道。
They feel like when you burn these incense, it's a good smell for the God.
如果你去燒香嘅話，就係對於佢哋嘅神嚟講係一個好馨香嘅味道。
And so when verse 18 talks about a fragrant offering.
當我哋喺講到十八節講到一個馨香嘅祭
，We are told that this is an act of worship。
呢個就好似敬拜一樣。
And so when we give to God's ministry, we are worshiping God。
當我哋去饋送喺神嘅事工上面，就等於一個嘅敬拜。
One of the classes that I taught in seminary for a number of years was a worship class。
當我哋牧師喺呢個嘅神學院去教，其中一班講到係去敬拜嘅時候
，You know, sometimes people think worship is just our singing, you know。
很多人都覺得敬拜就好似就係得唱。
And that is a good worship.
其實都係一個好好嘅敬拜。
Sometimes people will say, "Well, it's not just singing; it's the message."
唔單止淨係唱歌，有陣時候裡面嘅信息都係一樣。
But you know, everything that we do here is worship.
我哋而家所做嘅每一樣事情都係敬拜。
You know, worship is everything involved in our lives.
敬拜係等於我哋係從我哋身上面每一樣嘢係息息相關嘅。
And so, at the end of a worship service, you know, we have an offering.
當我哋係敬拜完之後咧，我哋會有奉獻。
Do you know that's worship？
呢個都係敬拜嘅一種。
Because we had a lot of discussion about this in my worship class。
我哋喺我哋嘅班裏面成日都有呢咁樣嘅討論。
Because a lot of people who are these are seminarians, they were studying, say, you know, we don't believe in that kind of thing。
好多次喺神學院裏面嘅學生都係。
In fact, there are some churches, including Chinese churches。
有啲嘅教會包括中國嘅教會。
That they have an offering box in the back, right?
他们有一个奉献箱在个会堂的后面。
They just go back and put it in, you know?
他们就是走在后面去放入。
They feel like, you know, if you go and pass an offering plate, oh, that's offensive. Why would we do that? It's none of your business.
又或者是放去奉献本周围传的时候，他会觉得是很反感。
But I want to tell you, when we give to God's ministry, it is an act of worship.
如果当我们去馈送在神的事工上面是等同敬拜。
In fact, I want to tell you that in the Old Testament, you know, these people will come and they bring the gifts and tithes and offering, come right into the temple.
我哋好多時候見到舊約係嗰陣時候嘅人係將佢哋嘅禮物係帶到佢哋嘅會堂裡面。
It's not in secret. They give it.
佢哋都唔係一個嘅秘密，佢哋就係將佢饋送俾佢哋。
And they just do that.
佢哋都係咁樣做。
I know some churches, you know, they do some things that we as an Americans and maybe, well, I think Chinese can handle a little bit, but the Americans can't handle this.
又或者我哋喺教會裡面會做一啲嘅行為，可能美國教會未必會認同。
I've gone to Korean churches.
牧師去過一個韓國人嘅教會。
And they just post up everybody's offering.They post up on the bulletin board.
佢哋喺呢個嘅後面一啲嘅壁布板上面去放一啲。
I'm not kidding you. They post it up on the bulletin outside. Everybody's offering.
佢哋係講佢哋嘅所有嘅壁布板上面都係貼關於係奉獻嘅一啲嘅資訊。
And Americans are, you can't do that. It's horrible.
咁美國人教會就係即係有冇可能去做啲咁嘅事情
？And the Koreans are, why is it so horrible? We're just encouraging one another to be faithful to God and to give.
咁韓國人教會就話其實我哋唔係做啲壞嘅事情嘅事喎，我哋只不過係對。
Now I know some Chinese churches do that。
我亦都知道有啲中國人嘅教會。
Because my first Chinese church, they did that。
因為牧師去嘅第一個中國人嘅教會。
So everybody knew my salary。
所以好多人都知道牧師嘅人工。
Pastor Dan, $30。
牧師人工$30。
Because they pay me $300 a month。
佢哋$300一個月。
So there's my tithe right there, $30.
所以我嘅奉獻就係
$30。So everybody knew my salary. It didn't matter. They posted on the bulletin. So it happened to me too.
所以牧師係佢哋每一個會友都會知道牧師係賺幾多錢嘅。
But I want to tell you, some people say that's horrible.
有好多人就話呢個係一件唔好嘅事情。
Not if you treat it as a worship.
如果係當為一個敬拜嘅一種嘅。
Now I'm not suggesting we should do that.
我唔係話提議我哋要咁樣去做。
But I want you to understand what worship is.
我哋想各位知道究竟乜嘢係敬拜。
And it includes giving.
When
we give honestly and generously and sincerely before the Lord for His ministry, it is a noble thing. It will go into our account, and we are worshiping God. Now, the last thing we find here is this. Interesting here. It made this verse, all right? Let me tell you, this is the promise of God.And Paul said this, and my God will meet all your needs.
保罗喺度咁样讲，佢话喺耶稣基督里，你哋会所需嘅一切都会充足。
According to his riches,
系依照神嘅丰盛嘅慈爱。
You know our God is rich.
你都知道神系里面系非常嘅丰富噶。
This is a promise.
呢个系神俾我哋嘅一啲嘅答应。
A lot of people want to be spiritual.
很多人都希望是更加的
熟灵。They say, oh, this is talking about spiritual, you know, needs.
这里是讲到我在熟灵上面的需要。
This is talking about, you know, relational needs.
我们讲到在关系上面的需要。
No, this is talking about all your needs.
这个是讲到你心里面
所有的一切的需要。And not only that, now, anytime you study scripture, you need to study scripture in context.
我们去读这个经文的时候，我们真的要去耐心去明白经文里面所讲的一切。
Sometimes we like to pull a scripture out, a verse here and there, and we want to prove our point.
又或者在经文上面抽一点或者抽第二点去证明我们所讲的。
You can't do that.
我们不可以这样做的。
All right, that's wrong. You will get the wrong ideas.
如果你这样做的话，你就会有一个错误的信息。
You have to look in context.
你能够在字面里面去看清楚。
The context of this verse.
我们讲到这个经文里面所提及的
The context in which Paul is writing this and saying this
这个经文里面的意思保罗所讲的
is the context of material things.
讲到是物质上面
That means he's saying, my God is going to meet all your needs, and that definitely includes your material needs.
这里所讲神是会是供应你所有的一切的需要包括在物质上面的需要
Some of you are thinking, wait a minute, Pastor Dan, are you a prosperity teacher now?
牧師，你係咪講一啲係講一啲富足嘅一啲嘅學者咧
？Absolutely not. I think that's despicable. Prosperity teaching is wrong. It's unbiblical. It is demoralizing.
我哋講到呢啲係專門講富足嘅學者，其實係錯誤嘅。
But God said here that He'll meet all you need.
但呢度所講神係會滿足你所有嘅一切。
And you know, according to Paul, he said all my needs are met.
好似保羅所講，我所要嘅一切已經係豐足滿足啦。
And he is in prison, chained to a soldier.
但我哋知道保罗喺嗰个时候系有锁链锁住同士兵一齐嘅。
I was sharing this morning to the English congregation. Barbara and I have been married for 38 years, just about.
今日我喺英文嘅崇拜里面讲到，牧师师母已经系结婚差唔多35年啦。
And we've been in ministry about 37 years of it.
我哋系做神嘅事工差唔多37年。
I want to make a statement here. I want to tell you this: God has met all our needs.
我哋想同各位讲，神真系满足我哋所有一切嘅需要。
Yes, when we made $300 a month in New York City, God met all our needs.
虽然我喺纽约市只系赚$300一个月，但系神满足我一切
嘅需要。Yes, when I went to seminary, I didn't have money for tuition. God met all our needs.
当喺神学院我冇任何学费嘅时候，神满足我嘅需要。
And God met all my needs when I had a big salary, when I had no salary, when I had a little salary. Doesn't matter. God met all my needs.
无论我系赚人工高少，神都满足我嘅需要。
See, because not me, it's him. He said it.
因为唔系我讲嘅，系神讲嘅。
Did he meet all my wants?
佢系咪满足我所有嘅一切咧
？Let me tell you, right now, I want my two sons to live in Houston with me.
我系其实好希望我嗰两个儿子能够喺 Houston 居住。
I want my three granddaughters to live right here, so we can see them every day.
我希望嘅孙女能够留喺呢个城市上面，所以我哋每日都可以见到佢。
That's not my need. That's my want.
呢个唔系需要，呢个系我嘅喜。
God has not met that.
神系冇咁样做到。
But I want to tell you, God has met all my needs for 38 years.
神喺过去嗰38年满足我一切一切嘅需要。
Because He is a God that always fulfills His promises.
因为神系永远永远嘅，系用佢丰盛嘅丰足去满足我哋。
Some of you saying, "Well, how come He's not meeting my needs?"
咁你会问啊，点解神会冇系冇满足到我嘅需要
？I'm not really sure why, but one of them maybe you're looking at something else, not your needs.
又或者可能你睇嘅其实可能唔系你嘅需要呢？
The second thing, maybe you're not treating God the way Paul is talking about.
又或者你对神好就系冇好似保罗喺书信上面咁样去讲咧
？Maybe you're not doing the things that God has called you to do.
又或者你系冇做到神去呼召你所做嘅事情咧
？One of the things that we do today.
我哋现今有好多时候会做嘅事情。
You know, we put us in the center of the universe.
我哋将我哋自己放喺呢个宇宙嘅中心。
You know, I am the middle, and God.Me, take care of me.
我喺呢个嘅中心，神要去帮助我乜嘢乜嘢乜嘢。
When you live like that, you're never going to experience the life that God wants for you.
如果你咁样生活嘅话，你就唔能够去领受得到神要你。
If God is the center of your life,
神喺你心目系你生命嘅中心。
And all your focus is to worship God, to live for God.
你所专注嘅系要去敬拜神，去为神而活。
And you trust God for all your circumstances.
你喺唔同嘅情况之下都去相信神。
And you allow the Spirit of God to fill your heart and give you joy.
让神嘅灵去充满你，让你心里面系有喜乐。
I want to tell you, you're going to look back and say, you know what? God met all my needs.
当你去回想嘅时候，你就会谂，神真系满足咗我需要。
God never breaks promises.
因为神系完全唔会去破坏佢所承诺俾我哋。
And this promise, you can count on God to do this.
呢个承诺你可以去相信神系会满足。
When you respond to God,
你几时去回应？
I'm excited to be a Christian.
我係好興奮嘅去成為神嘅子民。
I want to tell you if you need some joy in your life.
如果你係需要有呢個嘅滿足喺呢個心入面。
I want to encourage you to read the book of Philippians.
我係鼓勵大家去睇腓立比書。
Read it every day.
每日嘅去閱讀。
And by the end of the week, you're going to be a different person.
呢個星期完嘅時候，我可以去肯定你一個已經係唔同嘅一個人。
Would you pray with me?
請各位祈禱。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，你感谢你。
Thank you for providing for our needs.
我哋好感谢你供应我哋一切嘅需要。
Thank you for giving us the privilege and opportunity to serve you through giving.
感谢你赐我哋有呢个嘅荣幸，有呢个机会可以去服侍你。
I want to pray and ask that you minister to each person here.
我哋求你都喺当中去向我哋心里面说话。
Allow them to have the faith that they need.
能够喺对你有完全嘅信心。
To trust in you.
去相信你。
Thank you, Jesus' name we pray.
我哋感谢你，我哋咁样祈祷，奉主圣名祈求。